Manuscript Releases, Volume 4, Numbers 210 to 259. M.R. Number 212. Ellen White's Birthdays. Your mother's birthday was spent in traveling on foot 1 mile across a rocky pasture and then a watery marsh, hopping from stone to stone and from knoll to knoll to keep from wetting my feet. We were on our way to visit Lou Curtis, were coldly received. We prayed with them and left. Our dinner was gems, made of flour we brought, without sauce of any variety. For 3 days we lived on the bread I baked in the 2 pans they had for baking sweet cakes. The living was rather poor. They eat pork grease, and this we could not touch. We had good meetings in Portland, and a good hearing, never better anywhere. The house was well filled in the afternoon. The nominal Adventists let me in their hall to speak. The hall was literally packed. We had excellent attention. I had perfect liberty in speaking to the people. I walked 1 mile and back 3 times a day, and then visiting my sisters and cousins wore me. Rest we must have. But we look forward to the time when we'll lay our heavy burdens down. There's resting by and by. 25, 1868, pages 2, 3. To dear children Edson and Willie, December 2nd, 1868. Today I enter upon my 44th year. Oh, what has been the record of the past year? I see much to be grateful for. Many and abundant have been the blessings I have received from my Savior. I feel glad that I have had opportunities to do some little good for our Savior, who has done so much for me. But I see many errors in my past year's life to correct. I long to be more like my Redeemer. I resolve to be more humble, more watchful, more faithful, and reflect more perfectly the image of my Redeemer. 19, 1870, page 1. To dear children, Edson and Emma, November 27, 1870. My birthday is passed without commemoration. Father and I went to Green Valley from Healdsburg, California, 14 miles and back. The road part of the way was bad. We wandered out of the way some. We arrived at Brother Ross's. They had nothing in the home to eat. I tended a babe, held it in one arm, and prepared my dinner myself. Made a little mush, cooked some eggs, and put on a few cold gems. This composed my dinner, birthday dinner, half a century old. Not much display in this. Then our birth does not amount to much. It is not of much consequence in regard to our birth, not half as much as in regard to our lives. How do we live? Our daily life will either honor or dishonor the day of our birth. 39, 1877, page 1. To dear children, Willie and Mary, November 27th, 1877. Another year of my life is in the past. This past year has been one of conflicts, of anxiety, of much care and wearisome labor. Yet I look back upon it as one of deep experience. I see many places where I have felt that the deep waters were going over my head, that circumstances would master me when light has shone amid the darkness, and sweet comfort and peace has taken the place of sadness and discouragement. Yesterday was my birthday. We were in Plano. After 2 o'clock a.m., we rode to Dallas in what is here called a hack, but is a lumber wagon. We had 2 mules hitched before it, looking like 2 father rabbits, and we drove 18 miles to Dallas. Stopped at Brother Miller's and warmed, then came 3 miles farther to Sister Cole's. So much for the anniversary of my 51st birthday. I enter today, November 26th, 1882, upon a new year of my life. The past year has been a year of sorrow, of anguish of soul in consequence of my bereavement. 6, 1882. 1. Spoken before public congregation in Healdsburg, California, November 26, 1882. I spent the first Sabbath after you left at Santa Rosa. The little house of worship was well filled. I had special freedom in speaking to the people, and the blessing of the Lord rested upon me and those assembled. They all seemed to be so much encouraged. I was not where any parade could be made over my birthday, and I am glad I was not. I think but little of these extra entertainments to celebrate birthdays. Sister Chapman seemed to be so pleased to have us with her, and she was so sad to have us leave her. She tries to be cheerful and bear up with good courage. Sunday, my birthday, I spent mostly at Sister Chapman's. I thank you for your much-valued present. It was just as nice as it could be. I shall appreciate the gift and be reminded of the giver every time I look at it. We had a very simple Thanksgiving, as all ought to have. We left Basel. I am 58 years old today. We took the cars bound for Torre Pellice, Italy. We were much favored. The sun partially dispelled the clouds. There was no fog, and we could get a view of the country through which we passed. 29, 1885, 1. Diary entries. First visit to Italy, November 26th to December 15th, 1885.
63 years are in the past. This day has been one of close application of my writing to prepare an article for the week of prayer. I had just time to pack my satchel after finishing my article. We first took a streetcar as far as the bridge, then we climbed the stairs to the elevated railroad, then down the stairs after we crossed the bridge. We were on the crowded street of Broadway, dodging this way and then that way between teams, narrowly escaping being run over. We reached a car we wished to take, and it went very slowly, being obstructed with heavily loaded vehicles. Changed cars again, and just as we were about to get on board a horse car, there came a heavily loaded wagon drawn by two powerful horses. They almost collided with the streetcar. I saw a place where we could dodge past the team and board the train. I ran, calling the others to follow with the baggage, which they did, and once more we were moving along. Soon, we were obstructed with heavily loaded wagons. As we were near the wharf, we decided to leave the car and walk. It was only a few rods. We were able, after going before teams and behind them and between them, to pass down the gangplank into the boat. Here I am writing, sitting in my berth in my stateroom. I was awakened out of my sleep by someone rapping on my door. I asked what was wanted, and was asked where we were bound. I told them, to Norwich, Connecticut. At 1 o'clock the boat stopped. Then, to our sorrow, we learned that the gangway where all the luggage or freight was laden and unloaded was directly beneath our stateroom. There was the noise of trundling wheelbarrows, orders being given, and the loading of barrels until morning. A very poor chance to sleep. We were to be awakened at 4 o'clock, but our awakening commenced at 1 o'clock and continued until 4. We must take the cars at 5 o'clock. It was bitterly cold, yet beautifully pleasant. We walked quite a distance to the depot. How glad I was to get on board the cars. After riding about 1 hour, we came to Norwich and decided to walk nearly 1 mile to Brother and Sister Greer's. We reached the place about 6 o'clock. It was hardly light. We rang the bell again and again, but no one heard. We tried at another door with better success, and roused Brother Greer and he let us in. Soon, Sister Greer was up, and we were made welcome. Thus ended my entering of my 64th year. November 27th, we were among strangers in a place we had never visited before. We had both and Miss Sarah McEnerfer become so thoroughly chilled that it was very difficult to get the blood to the surface for good circulation. We walked out, Sarah and I, about 1 mile, and the air was sharp and bracing. I came to the breakfast table at 9 o'clock. Oh, how hungry I was! I ate very heartily. Dinner was at 3 o'clock, and I was again hungry for dinner. It was Thanksgiving Day. Brother Miles talked that night to the few assembled. The people are very much scattered and cannot readily assemble at the meeting house. In Norwich, Connecticut. We were refreshed with orange drink, and with grapes of excellent flavor. There were, besides, oranges of a variety unknown to us, and fruits which we had never before seen. These fruits tasted nice, but we dared not indulge to any great extent, fearing we should have to discharge our cargo in less time than it took to store it away. After the meeting, we drove to the ship and bade our friends goodbye. My 64th birthday came on Thanksgiving Day, a few days after leaving Honolulu,
and the friends at Honolulu presented me with a $10 gold piece as a birthday present, and Mr. Kerr, though a non-professor, gave me an upholstered rocking chair from his parlor set as a birthday present, because I happened to mention that it was an easy chair. It has been a great comfort to me on the voyage when sitting on deck. I have written about 150 pages, but I expected to write as much as 300 pages. 32A, 1891, pages 2, 5, 6. To Dear Children and Emma White, December 7th, 1891. Today I am 65 years old. I spoke to our people from the 58th chapter of Isaiah. Today I am 70 years old. I thank and praise my Heavenly Father for the clearness of mind and the peace and grace of Christ I enjoy. 72 years ago today, my life in this world commenced. I am still able to labor, to watch unto prayer, to speak to hundreds of people for more than an hour at a time. This is my 74th birthday. I thank the Lord for the grace and health He has given me up to this time. I am now 78 years old. I am grateful to my Heavenly Father that I am able to do my writing. Nothing is so precious to me as to know that Christ is my Savior. I appreciate the truth, every jot of it, just as it has been given to me by the Holy Spirit for the last 50 years. I desire everyone to know that I stand on the same platform of truth that we have maintained for more than half a century. That is the testimony I desire to bear on the day that I am 78 years of age. My birthday comes upon the Sabbath. This gives me a most excellent opportunity to reflect upon the goodness and mercies of God, to spare my life so many years to engage heartily in the work which He has given me to do. 60, 1910, 1. Diary Fragment, 1910, November 26, 1910. Released July 8, 1968.